Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Op die paaie, die verkeer is steeds stadig in Midrand. Op die N1 Noord vanaf die Bekloewisselaar tot net na die Nieuweg afrit en jy kan ook stadige verkeer verwag in Sentraal Johannesburg vanaf Kilani op die M1 Suid op pad na die Kraanwisselaar.
Die wetsontwerp op die beheer van tabakprodukte het kritiek uitgelok. Onderdrukgroepe. Die wetgewing wil tabak en damprookprodukte strenger reguleer. Die groepe is ook bekommerd oor moontlike werksverliese. Die polisie en gevangenis burgerrekker vakbond, Popcrew, het beroep op hulle lede herhaal om nie fondse te onttrek uit hulle tweepot aftreestelsel nie. Die stelsel het gister amptelik in werking getree. En goeie nuus, brandstofpryse gaan môre om middernag daal tot laagste vlakke in byna 'n jaar. Die verlaggings word toegeskryf aan onder meer 'n sterker
It is far from clear whether fuel prices will continue dropping beyond this coming month. A lot will depend on what international oil prices and the rand do. Geopolitical factors have a big role to play.
Dit dan die ekonom Azar Chemin. Nou vir die jongste sakenies, ons begin in die buiteland en Volkswagen sê dit kan sommige produksiepersele in Duitsland sluit, dit terwyl die motorbedryf sukkel om stygende koste te beheer. In China het groot aandelemarkte vandag hoofsaaklik gedaal, 'n onlangse verslag toon aktiwiteite in die land se vervaardigingssektor het in Augustus vir 'n vierde agtereenvolgende maand gekrimp. En op eie bodem Transnet het 'n toename van 43% aangekondig in jaarverliese Daar was verbeterings in sy bedryf, maar Transnet is onder finansiële druk weens 'n uitspraak van 9 miljard rand ten gunste van Sasol en Total Energies oor beweerde hoë pipeline tariewe. Transnet appeleer teen die uitspraak. 'n Dollar kos R17.86, 'n euro R19.78 en 'n pond R23.48. Goud verhandel teen $2,539 per fyn ons. Ek is Chanel September met meer nuus om 6:00.
We start off with some rugby news. The Springboks are hopeful and optimistic that captain Siya Kolisi will be available to face the All Blacks in Cape Town on Saturday, despite taking a severe knock in the face in the Johannesburg Test match this weekend. The 33-year-old left the field a bloody mess in the 58th minute after receiving an apparent high tackle from Sam Kane. Now, South Africa have drawn with one three of the three matches in the Rugby Championship so far, and victory on Saturday will go a long way towards securing the first Rugby Championship title since 2019. Italy playmaker Tommaso Allan said that he will continue his absence from Test rugby for family reasons. The Azzurri's record point scorer Allan, who plays for French side Perpignan, announced in February that he's going to put his international career on hold to prioritize spending time with his family. And Joshua Kimmich, he's going to be named the new captain of Germany's football team. That's according to Julian Nagelsmann. Kimmich is a role model for the whole group, according to Nagelsmann. And he said this in a press conference ahead of their Nations League fixture against Hungary, when happening in Dusseldorf on Saturday. And despite Mamelodi Sundowns' slow start to the new football season, head coach Manqoba Ngqithi says that they are not panicking just yet. The mighty Sundowns have been league champions for the last 7 seasons, but they were unceremoniously dumped out of the MTN 8 by Stellenbosch FC over the weekend. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard?